Today's podcast is brought to you by friend of the main show, Eric Brewer's Comedy Show at Cashmere Cricket on January 11th. It's in Cuyahoga Falls on Front Street. Eric Brewer will be hosting. Jensen Strock will be there. Sean Sullivan, James Earl Brassfield, Willis Gordon, and Brian Kenny. Possibly Tim Wolf. That's January 11th at the Cashmere Cricket. It's free. Get there early. Usually starts about 8 o'clock, but the seats fill up quick. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
And we have a very special guest, a Christmas babe miracle. Oh. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name's Danny.
From my mouth is the motherfucking speaker. Got a fucking friend of the show, of the main show, on...
That's what you do to Google it. My mouth is the motherfucking speaker.
Yeah. That I don't know if that will come up, but if it doesn't, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm plugging badly. but yeah, we thought we'd have him on. He was at the comedy show and mentioned to me that he liked movies, and I extended the hand, and now you're here at our Christmas party. We're all wearing hats. Tony's dressed up as an elf. You look great.
Yep.
I like the bells on your shoes.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
They're the best.
I have the fire going. It's very warm. Hot chocolate. Chestnuts are roasting. It's fantastic. It's a nice little... It's cozy in here. It's cozy. Well, in the spirit of Christmas that is now over, let's go with our favorite Christmas movies in genre 5. Let's let our guest go first. Go ahead, Danny. Hit me with your 5 favorite Christmas movies.
All right. Scrooged. Bill Murray.
Yeah, nice. That's a good call.
That's like probably the number one.
That taxi driver always fucked me up as a kid.
Is that Tom Waits, his taxi driver?
I have no idea.
Oh,
if only there was an internet.
What else? Jingle All the Way.
Nice. What was the superhero name in that?
Turbo Man.
And
is that a real thing or not?
No, it's not. It's fantastic. Yeah. I remember seeing that and I was like, dude, it's kind of like a superhero movie. I like this movie more now.
Yeah.
It was before
Iron
Man.
Well, they created it into existence.
Right.
You could get Turbo Man stuff now.
I wonder if they were
on
a comic.
eBay.
Yeah, and Sinbad was in it. And the kid that played Little
Baby
Anakin.
Anakin.
Yeah, Baby Anakin.
Baby Anakin.
Hit the nose.
What else we got? Home Alone. Did I just say that?
Nice. No, yeah. That's a good one. That made my list.
Yes. Home Alone. Santa Claus.
With Tim. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right on. That's a classic. I watched that movie a fuck ton when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too. The kid from that movie was also in, he's in Dunson Checks In. That's another
Who the fuck is that kid?
Yeah, for some reason,
I don't know that kid.
I was thinking I'll Be Home for Christmas, but it's just because I'm thinking Home Improvement, and that was Justin Taylor
Thomas?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah. JTT up in the house. Baby Simba. Not Sinbad. Baby Sinbad. He played him in a movie. Oh, my God. Good.
I did go with Die Hard.
Die Hard, nice. Yeah. That's a good one.
Not
a lot of people don't.
Towers.
A lot of good. A lot of people don't consider that a Christmas movie, but it's based on Christmas.
Well, yeah.
Ho ho ho! I have a machine.
He has to use like gift wrapping duct tape to put the pistol on his back.
Oh, that's so good.
It's a pretty slick movie. If it wasn't Christmas, that wouldn't have happened, and probably wouldn't have been.
Yeah. I wonder if that was the basis. Like he's like, man, if only we could. Fucking get someone to gift wrap a gun on their back. Set it at Christmas. Oh my God. We just made $1 million.
It's perfect.
What was your genre 5, Tony? That was a good genre 5, sir.
Hells yeah.
Solid. I saw the Santa Claus and I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I can put that on my list. Because I don't dig it now anymore.
I like the transformation.
I liked him shaving the beard, and then it would grow back really fast.
Overnight?
That was, yeah, well, no, like in front of the mirror. He's like, oh, what's happening? And he would like dye his hair brown, and then it would turn white again. Good CGI in that flick. Holds up. It's pretty much Jurassic Park.
It's going to happen to me over the next few years. I'm going to go white.
Just gray. Like Max Shrek.
I hope it's more of like a Mad Professor White than gray.
Yeah, just like
Doc,
fucking like
yeah,
lightning
Brown,
white.
Yeah.
Oh God. I hope so too.
Because
you'll look insane.
Uh-huh.
Just but black eyebrows.
And then I'll frost my tips black.
Oh, nice.
Zebra.
Oh.
All right. My genre 5. Mm-hmm. First one, Home Alone.
Yep, that was
that's a big one.
Yeah. How could it not be, honestly?
Honestly, yeah, it's perfect. My second one, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Uh-huh. I feel like we're gonna have the same list.
Okay. Well, no, it goes a little off the cliff here.
A Muppet's Christmas Carol.
No, no, no. Close. Third one, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, right on. That, I mean, that describe that tree is you.
Yeah, that sad little dead tree with one ornament.
You're like, I feel you, bro.
Just bathing in the wind of sadness.
But loved by all.
Okay. If you say so.
It was, the tree, and you.
Fuck off.
Fair enough.
Fourth, A Christmas Story. Just because.
Really?
Yeah.
How fucking annoying is that movie now, though?
No, it's horrible. But when I think of Christmas, like, tradition, I watch the living fuck out of that every year as a kid.
I didn't watch it at all this year. I was so happy.
No, as a kid. Child.
Oh, right on.
Child.
Okay, okay.
I mean, did you get to all five of yours this year?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't think I. Well, two of them.
And then Rudolph, the TV special from
Rankin
64.
And Bass. Nice. Yeah. I just downloaded that, and I downloaded A Year Without a Santa Claus.
Aww.
I love that one. That one's good. Didn't make my list, but it's great.
I was thinking Miracle on 34th Street.
Holy fuck, is that boring, though.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's a real beer. Tug on it, little girl. You're going to grow up to be Matilda and then do nothing.
That movie's pretty much Jurassic Park.
It is, yeah. The CGI in that, mind-blowing.
No, because you got John Hammond is the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Well, in the remake. There was like a remake when we were...
Right, that's the one with the little girl from Matilda.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah, right? Wasn't that
That's
her?
The one I was thinking of.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was John fucking Hammond there, so that's pretty much
right. My first one was Home Alone, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Which also translates to a great Halloween film for me, probably my top
it does,
five
yeah.
in my Halloween one. I carved pumpkins to that last year, and I wrapped Christmas presents to it last year as well.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. It was a twofer, dude. Batman Returns.
I thought that was inappropriate.
Tim Burton loves snow.
He does. Well, because it makes things look gorgeous.
It really, yeah. It's like more like, I don't know, like a theatrical. Like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
It's awesome.
I was surprised. Like, I wrote that and I was like, it's going to be on his for sure. Dude, I love, like, what, you trying to cup a feel, Harry? No, there was a spider, I swear. Have you seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
No,
oh my God. Have you seen Iron Man 3?
No.
Has okay. nothing to do with Kiss
it
Kiss
doesn't
Bang
have
Bang.
Anything to do with it, but the director of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang directed Iron Man 3, and it feels like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang with Iron Man in it, and it's fucking awesome. You should I have the DVD Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. When you leave, I'll give it to you. It's a must see. It's fantastic. And Gremlins, which I did recently watch.
I bet you did.
And it was fantastic.
You love it.
It's weird that they trust, like, that Chinese dude gives it to that inventor guy. Like, he's like, you can't have it, you can't have it. And then he's like, I'll give you, like, $50. He's like, okay, take it.
All right.
And, like, this thing can, like, literally wreak havoc on the entire... Do you know Spielberg? Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
That's nuts.
I don't care for that.
Did you know that, though?
Like, no, his name popped up. It makes me feel bad. It's like...
His name popped up, and I was like, no shit. I'm like,
get out of town.
It was weird, though, because it's not, like, really, like, shot, like, that incredible.
I thought maybe it was, like, Richard Donner or something like that. Like, who did, like, Goonies or, like...
That would make sense.
Something cheesy, like, and fun, yeah.
That would make a lot of sense, but, yeah, Spielberg... I think it started out as a horror, and then they're like,
fuck Sam Raimi movie.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Tacky.
A bit tacky. So, before we dive into our in-depth on... Batman Returns.
There's more.
Which I can't wait. Oh, there's more. Another gift for you.
Another gift for the Christmas listeners.
Oh, God. Okay, so Christmas movies movies that you watch as, like, traditionally on Christmas that aren't based as Christmas movies.
Yes.
What's your first one?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tony.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Holy shit. You sit through that?
I love that movie so much.
I can't do it.
Seriously? Really?
It's old people movies.
It's not old people movies. It is black and white.
I've never made
but,
it all the way through. I've tried.
It's a really touching story. It's awesome. Me and my dad watch it. It's good.
That's nice. Is that why where
yeah,
it came
yeah,
from?
Yeah, it's his favorite movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dad's got kind of bad taste.
Well, he likes that and, like, you know, Independence Day. And
never mind. I take
Armageddon
it back.
And Jurassic
shit.
Park and Terminator.
Harry! Why is every
weird.
Character's name Harry?
It is. It's easy to scream.
Oh, yeah.
On the vocals.
Call.
Yeah. I've studied it. Yeah. Oh, he feels the bullshit.
What's your favorite part? Like, is
as
it the
singer,
nostalgia?
What?
What's that?
Huh? Yeah, as a singer, I like screaming
you put,
Harry.
Yeah, you
that
could belt Harry.
Sense.
Yeah. See, that's proof.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Oh, no, no worries, no worries. So, what's...
It's a... I think it's just like a good feeling movie. It's meant to uplift you. And Jimmy Stewart's my man, dude.
Right on. When was that made?
50s.
Wow.
Something? Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I don't know if I watch anything
but
in
there's
the 50s.
Like that classic line from that movie, and it was in
Humania! No, I'm just kidding. What's the That's fucking... Planet of the Apes.
It's a Jim Carrey movie that he...
Liar, liar.
Shut up.
Ace Ventura. Number 23.
No, where he can control everything. Where the girls are easy. Yeah, it's the fucking... where he's...
Number 23?
Where he's like God.
Oh, Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, Bruce Almighty. He talks... He pulls the moon down.
Yeah, like which fucks up the waves and everything like that. Yeah, yeah,
but that's what Jimmy Stewart says to the girl on the street. He's like, what do you want? You want the moon?
Oh, that's what
I'll
that's
lasso it and pull it down for you.
Oh, I thought it was also a nod to Frank Sinatra, but that's Fly Me to the Moon, but he was just like, I'll bring you to
it. No, he was playing that film. Like, that film was playing in his bedroom in Bruce Almighty.
Oh.
Yeah. That was that scene where Jimmy Stewart's wearing, like, the football uniform and he asks her if she wants the moon. Huh. And so he does it and it's fucking destructive and horrible.
Yeah, yeah. He used his god powers for horrible things.
But it's a very influential movie.
He gave his girlfriend giant tits and then he pulled the moon closer to the thing and gave himself a Lamborghini. Like, what a piece of shit.
I mean, if I had those powers, I'd do similar things.
Lamborghini, big boobs, and
no,
a bigger moon.
No, I would probably get a couple dirt bikes and get a girlfriend and...
Not even big tits, just a girlfriend. Let's start out small with the essentials. I'd get a girlfriend.
I would find a human.
Then, or make one. I'd take a rib from myself.
Weird science.
Yeah.
Oh, I made her horrible. She looks like a Skyrim character.
That movie, oh, that's amazing. That movie actually holds up really well, too. Weird Science.
Yeah, that one's fun.
Insanely well. What about you? Give me one of yours.
Toy Story.
Really? That's
Hell
awesome.
Yeah.
That's a, did that come around? Did it come out around Christmas?
Yeah, actually it did. It actually came out, it was like, it's weird that I remember this, but it was like Thanksgiving of like third grade. It's like 96, 97.
Right on.
And I vividly remember like going to see it in between Christmas and Thanksgiving, and I would watch it like with my sister and stuff, like, you know,
years
like,
afterward.
Yeah.
Honestly, that movie was like mind breaking as a child the first time I saw it. I was
definitely.
Like, they can do what now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were hunting to see what the new toys are. That was the whole beginning of the movie of Toy Story. They were going down to analyze what the presents were for Andy.
Yeah.
It was a Christmas time movie.
No, it was his birthday.
What was his birthday?
Was it birthday?
The
Christmas.
He gets the dog.
Oh, okay. Because it's snowing.
And he gets the dog too, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew there was Christmas in there somewhere.
It's a Vina dog.
And presents and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I love that movie so much. I saw that in theaters. It was the re-release of it in 3D. The first and the second one back-to-back.
Nice.
It was cool, but I mean, like, the 3D was just mainly, like, perspective. Like, it just gave depth to the movie. It didn't really, like, you know, pop shit out at you, so. And not only that, like, sitting through both those right in a row. And then I think, Toy Story 3 we saw, like, the next week. But it was all right. I think they're coming back with another one. I know they made a Christmas special just recently.
Yeah.
Aired that on ABC. Mine's Star Wars. My mom got me the Faces VHS tape. You know the ones with, like, it has a...
THX Darth... remaster.
Yep. It was the first one. It was the non-re-edited ones though. Yeah. It didn't have... This was before the relaunch back into theaters where, like, they made the Death Star different. They added, like, the weird dragon lizards that the Stormtroopers
with the
are
big,
riding.
It was, like, half of Darth Vader's face on
one. And then the other one was a Stormtrooper, and then Yoda was the Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
and I they're on my mantle, and I look at them every night before I go to
sleep.
Those
look good.
They're amazing. Like... I remember opening it up, and I mean, like, that was one of the, probably, like, my favorite gift that I've ever gotten, because I've watched those movies so many fucking times. Empire Strikes Back is, like, one of my favorite movies, and that's the big one that, like, I watched during the winter, because that fucking Battle of Hoth is just fantastic.
Yeah.
What about you? Go with another one.
Oh, you want another one?
Give me all of them.
Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, god damn it, that's a good one.
It's so gorgeous.
That takes place in Christmas, too. That should have been on my list. I recant Gremlins and put fucking Edward Scissorhands. Yeah,
that's
I changed
what I'm
my
talking
list.
About.
Fuck you, Steven Spielberg.
I don't know if you know, but
I got
you know.
Three Burton movies on there now.
That's
wow,
very
he loves
Burton-ish
snow
to do.
And
yeah.
Christmas. God damn it,
he likes time. Yeah, he that's his favorite time period, I think, of the year.
Yeah,
but I love Winona Ryder, and
she's gorgeous in that movie
she's
too. I really dug her with long hair and like light long hair too.
Yeah, she's stellar. I was entranced by her at a younger age, and then as I grew up, I was like, wow, it's just a really, really well made movie. Totally unique, totally artistically thought out and designed, planned, and executed.
That score by Danny Elfman, too. Mm. God, that thing does not know how to quit.
Haunting.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. And what's the boyfriend in it?
Some dick with a van.
But you know who that is, right? That was the nerd from
Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
What the hell's his name?
I can't remember. He's got like a three name thing.
Yeah.
three-name thing going on. He was also in the new Batman movies. He played the reporter, the guy that like was like hung upside down and shit. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. He's also in Freddy Got Fingered. He was the art, like he's the guy that Freddy goes to and shows him his artwork. And he's like, yeah, you see, these are fucking dumb, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
What
and he
kind gets of cool career?
Yeah.
You work on it. And then if it doesn't work out, then you blow your fucking
blow your fucking brains out.
He throws it on the ground and drives away and runs it over.
Freddy Got Fingers fucking fantastic. There's I hate when people dog
there's
that
reports
shit.
About like how it's one of the most well-designed films.
How did they get away with showing that in the theaters? Like,
I have no idea.
Did it stay in theaters?
The fucking cum shot at the end, the elephant cum shot. Good God. Like the hose of
I
just
cum that
goes on.
I thought it was NC-17.
I have no idea.
No, it was
R.
I was
Anthony Michael Hall.
Oh, you saw it.
Yeah.
Anthony Michael Hall played Brian Johnson.
Oh, it's trippy because. Oh no, there's the guy from Dexter. What's his name? That's around there.
Yeah, something Michael C. Hall.
Michael C. Hall. Yeah.
Yeah, Anthony Michael Hall is the other one. Yeah,
that tripped me up.
But yeah, who were you talking? Oh, yeah, he was the boyfriend. And, yeah. He has a really cool career. I think that fucking...
I'd like to be him.
Just that role in Freddy Got Fingered, honestly. That's
oh,
amazing.
It's wonderful.
Oh, and Dead Zone. Yeah, and Dead Zone.
I like how he leads him on at first. He's like, oh, wow, yeah, no, yeah. Wow, keep going, yeah. And like fucks with him, and he's like, no, tell me more. All right, now listen.
No, but remember, he dresses as an English... You're dressed as an English fucking Bobby telling my mom died? Freddy Got... I've watched that movie so many fucking times. It's so good. I don't even really like Tom Green's like shit that much, like his shtick. Like the pizza thing that he does where he had the tackle box. It was like ready to make pizza and he would follow a pizza guy and then you try to undercut him by selling different... But he would top the pizza whatever they want. And dude's like kicking his shit and like, get the fuck out of here. Getting so pissed at him. Like, that was the one thing that I really remember by him. What about... Do you have any other ones from you that you watch? Non-Christmas?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Really? Why? What's that about?
I just fucking love horror movies year-round.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I guess I just watch them year-round. And I don't know, that was one I remember I got for Christmas, like on like when I first started getting DVDs, it was like probably like one of the first like 10 DVDs I ever got as a kid. So it was like, I don't know. I'd have my friends over like late, like on, you know, Christmas Day and shit, and we would just like hang out and watch movies. I don't know. So yeah, that was one of them.
That shot with the blood coming out of the bed onto the ceiling. You know how they did that? They obviously flipped the room and then dumped a shitload of blood. Yeah. I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, holy fuck, this is insane.
Yeah.
And when the mom gets ripped through the little door hole, that fucked me up so hard.
So good.
At the end, I was like, what? It was like a blow-up doll. They say it, too. Like, did you watch the... there's like a four-hour documentary, American Nightmare, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fucking riveting. Awesome. So good. But, yeah, they explained that part, and I was like, oh, that part stuck with me so hard.
I got really excited because it was called American Nightmare, and I thought it was going to be about the band, but then I was, like, even more excited that it was, like... a four-hour thing about Nightmare on Elm Street.
It was cool to hear, what's his name, the director, Craven?
Wes Craven.
Yeah. It was cool to hear him being like, yeah, they took this character and really fucked him up, didn't they? He's like, I had to, you know, remake it better and stuff. Wes
Craven's
had to
go back
Nightmare.
And tool it again.
That was a really good movie. Like,
yeah.
I watched that pretty recently, and it's...
Yeah, I just mentioned it. I was like, fucking New Nightmare is amazing.
Yeah. What do you think about like the other like in the franchise?
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
Yeah.
Some of them are okay. Like I like the third one because the
Dream Warriors.
I think that was it. Where you got Patricia Arquette.
Yeah, I think
as
that's
the main
the one.
Character, and then you have the chick you played.
And it's like the black kid, and they're all trying to fight Freddy. Yeah. They're not like victimized like most of the films are.
Yeah.
The second one was fucking weird.
Yeah.
That one was like super like a lot of tones of like homosexuality and stuff like that, like him like jerking off like this like a little like fucking like while he's dancing on his bed.
There was a lot of like what the fuck, like what, like
yeah, why is that in there?
Yeah,
why they do that?
I wonder if Robert Englund was like, let me take it, let me just figure it, let me do this, let me do it. You know you're not getting anyone else, asshole.
This is speaking
let me do
to
it.
Me. another one that I watch is Lord of the Rings.
Oh, loader fodder.
I don't know what it is, but like those like long movies. I like being snowed in and just watching like epics. That's like one of my big things. That's why Star Wars makes it on there and Lord of the Rings. But
that's good to watch, like to have almost like a block. You're like, I got a whole day.
Yeah.
I'm going to cook something big and delicious.
Right. Be
and
warm.
Watch all the.
Wear my robe. Yeah. I'll make it through two of them and then fucking pass out by the beginning of Return of the King, like I always do.
Trilogies of the bomb.
Yeah, honestly. But the one thing that I didn't... I mean, it's cool to have but the book versions of them. Mm-hmm. Not like the book, but you know what I'm saying? The book DVD versions. Yeah. The extended, fucking three-hour versions of Lord of the Rings with just
extra
shots.
Zealand. Yeah,
yeah, a lot. Oh, my God. Just establishing shot after establishing shot. I like, imagine, like, the B crew that had to go and shoot all that shit, and it wasn't used at all. They're like, God, we spent so much time in a helicopter filming fucking New Zealand.
Awesome. Awesome.
You think they felt great?
I would. I don't know. I feel like I got a Google Maps view of...
I feel like I don't have to go there,
that
that's for
country.
Sure.
I don't need to go there.
I've seen it enough.
I've vacationed there for about 15 hours so far, watching those movies.
You got another one, Tone?
Yeah, I have one more. Long Kiss Goodnight.
Really?
Samuel L. Jackson, Gina Davis.
Why is that?
It's awesome. And it's based around Christmas. Very snowy, very cold-feeling movie. Mm-hmm. My mom used to really like watching it, and...
You got
it's
a lot
just
of like
fucking
the,
funny.
Like the parental things like going on with
Yeah, because I was like, what I don't know. I didn't have
they
a lot
like
of friends
movies,
over.
Yeah. And so you just like always watched them. So it gives you that nostalgia.
Yeah.
My mom would always watch Home Alone around that time. And when Marv screams when the spider, she would almost piss her pants. Every
scream.
Single time, though. Year after year after year, this high-pitched cackle would come out, and I'm like, you know it's going to happen.
You know it's coming. But she, honestly, I don't know how they recorded that scream. That was a gnarly awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was his. But I feel like, well, I mean, how else would they have gotten it? I mean, I guess they could have overdubbed it with something else, but I feel like that was him.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it's good.
I recently read that... they were trying to get De Niro for Pesci. Can you imagine that?
Wow. No, not at all.
Yeah. That's like, hard to imagine.
Because Pesci, like, fucking killed that role. Oh, he was so fucking good.
Yeah.
Him as the cop's great. Just him and Marv's dynamic. Oh, fuck. It's awesome.
De Niro doesn't really play like a... Because they were like... Those dudes were schmucks in a way.
Bumbling,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, De Niro was like a... You know, he... I don't know. You don't buy him being like a schmucky criminal. Like he's a fucking, you know. He's a
whoa!
Yeah, slipping down the stairs, getting his head caught on fire and shit, getting tar and feathered.
Yeah, because
my head's on fire.
He screams a lot. Like Pesci, really. Like
Pesci. Oh fuck, man! I want to go watch Home Alone now, really badly. I don't think I have. Do you have any more?
Godfather 2, just because, like you guys said, it's kind of like a just
like
good,
a family
good
thing.
Block of time. Yeah. Like,
oh, that too.
Sit down and watch it with my dad. Mm. You know.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Love Godfathers.
Yeah, I think like Home Alone was the one that me and my mom watched all the time. I can't really remember. I remember we would always do puzzles at Christmas. She would set up this card table, and then we would have like a 1,500 piece puzzle, and then we would just do it throughout Christmas and like over winter break because I'd be home all the time.
15,000 pieces?
1,500, my bad.
Oh, I was like, man,
yeah,
that's like
a
lot
of
puzzles. It's the size of a wall.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were building.
Or micro pieces.
Oh, God, no.
Elania
got this, it was a shaped puzzle.
Yeah.
And it was, like, round, and then it curved out at the end. It was almost like the Omega symbol.
Yeah.
And it was the hardest piece of shit to put together ever. We got about, like, halfway around the border, and I was like, can we just put this back in the box? We're never going to finish this, ever. She's like, all right.
I'm really surprised defeated. She broke. I'm surprised she wasn't like, no, we can do it.
I was like, we can keep doing this, but let's put it up at your house. I was like, because this is taking up space, and I got a little apartment. I don't want to look at this fucking half-done puzzle that I'm pretty sure we've lost five pieces
there
already.
There were puzzle pieces kind of scattered about.
There's probably ones under my chair right now.
It'll never be built.
No, it'll never be completed, man. It sucks. Yeah, I don't think I have any more. Do you have any movies you've seen this week?
Yeah, I have two. I was going to bust through them quickly because I know we got extra content. I saw...
Blown through the other stuff. All we got left is fucking...
Testatoni and...
Oh, you have a Testatoni?
Yeah.
What did we do? Let's see that real quick.
Babes in Toyland.
Oh my God, how was it? Whoa, dude. Toyland.
Oh, gnarly, bruh. Leave it alone. No, fuck. All right. It was 1986 remake of a 1930s movie based off a play.
So they've been doing remakes forever. That's what that says.
Yeah, Babes in Toyland is like a really innocent idea from Old Mother Hubbard, Jack Be Nimble, Jack Be Quick. All these characters, like that bitch that lives in the shoe, all the Humpty Dumpty, all these chicks.
That's how the poem went, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
the bitch that lives in the shoe.
That lives in the shoe.
No, all
that
of them.
That old fucking bird.
All of them. All those little assholes that are like kind of like old.
Miss Muffet.
Yes.
Sat
all
under
of
Tuffet.
These. All of these people are in it, and it's fucking horrible. 140 minutes long. It could have been 30. Everyone, Drew Barrymore is in it, and really, Keanu Reeves is in it.
Really bled the stone with this one, huh?
Yeah, and this was before Drew Barrymore knew how to, like, speak or say lines or
so before
do
Firestarter?
Anything on screen.
This is before E.T.?
It seems right before E.T.
I'll look it up.
86? I don't know.
Go ahead, though.
But E.T. was 82, I think.
Horrible acting. They literally hit,
she was like 9 in the film. She's like before she could speak.
Oh, no, she's almost like a teenager in this. So yeah. But holy
I loved her performance in Firestarter and DT. This piece of shit. This is when she was drinking heavy, doing
no,
blowing
she was
lines.
At the Viper Room kicking it with Johnny Depp too hard when she was 12
yeah,
when
right,
she made this
10?
Movie.
Here, take a bump. Put some
It'll
hair
make
on
you
your
fly,
chest.
Girl. It's based in all the main characters that, you know, it's kind of the Wizard of Oz idea. They're in a certain town, then someone gets mysteriously transported, and all the people that she knows are anthropomorphic other people in this world. And so they're in Cincinnati, and they're in a fucking Jeep driving through a blizzard, and they sing a Cincinnati song for 5 fucking minutes.
Oh, fuck me.
Horrible. Then the girl...
They were paying for film at that time.
Yeah.
When they had to do retakes, like they had to dispose of that film that cost money.
And
they're like, retake the fucking Cincinnati song.
And I watched the
God, I love
credits.
This part. This is the shit I live for.
Keanu Reeves actually sang. Drew Barrymore actually sang, so I'm sure they fucked it up a bunch.
Well, they probably did that in post. They probably did that
horrible.
Like, the ADR. They probably went in and recorded the song prior,
it sounded
and
like
then
they
lip sank.
It sounded like they
really?
Didn't. They were probably in a car.
You're a little flat, honey. You're a little flat. I played for fucking vocal lessons. This is what you give me? Fucking love Step Brothers.
Oh, I just want to...
Bring it back with a solo, Johnny. Or
really
no, I'm going
to
bring it back
ball
with a solo.
And shove you into my vagina.
My name is Jerry. Good.
I'll shove you into a vagina if you don't shut up.
Oh, I just want to wrap you up in a little ball. Every time I feel your little fuzzy head move. Good.
So then the girl flies out of the Jeep in a crash and bashes her head into a tree. And that's how she goes into Babes in Toyland World. Toyland.
Yeah, she was 11 in this.
But yeah, she shatters her back of her head onto a tree.
So she died.
You'd think.
Or went into a coma.
You'd think. Creepiest fucking dystopian Kmart version of Disney I've ever seen.
Really?
Oh, my God. I used to watch it. I know this movie. They have these weird, creepy little golf carts that they all drive that sound like they're run on bubbles. It's like, as they drive.
Wait, what was the sound? I'm sorry.
It's like,
one more time? Good.
It's so fucking creepy from the dialogue it sets, and just the general creation of this hellishly disturbing Toyland is just nauseating to the senses.
Wow.
It's all, there's no bright colors, they're all faded, so it looks like a beach town that's been abandoned.
So it's like the new DC universe for movies.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It is
they're just... real washed out, like
it,
Superman's
yeah,
blue
sick.
And red, it's gotta be kind of like fucking dingy and
oh, yeah, put some
looking.
Water on there
yeah, yeah,
before.
Yeah,
yeah,
we don't want it too bright. Everyone hated Superman Returns, except for that bullet to the eye.
It did remind me of Alice in Wonderland in that they were like, you know, giant human-sized rabbits making their gardens and drinking tea. And
oh, okay, yeah.
There
yeah.
were people
that's
ha-
what
like
I
bears.
Remember that guy like in that movie.
Barnaby?
Yeah.
That was yeah, he was he had
an
like
uncle?
He was the uncle of Jack B. Nimble, and Jack wanted to marry Mary Contrary, and but Barnaby wanted to be her husband, and he had
I love that this is
everything,
like now,
everything runs on cookies too. Oh. There's a fucking format of cookies instead of cash. And Barnaby feeds all the cookies to these fucking trolls in the woods and then blames Jack. It's fucked up, man. But yeah, he looks like almost like if you left, I don't know, like if you left like the crow underwater for like a couple of years and then pulled him back out and then put some feathers up on him a bit. It looked about like that. Like
Brandon Lee?
Yeah.
Okay. I was making sure.
Very, very like leathery, but like kind of sagging. Looks like rags, like dead rags.
He
kind
of reminded me of. I remember him looking like Senator Palpatine or Emperor Palpatine or some shit.
I mean, he was the oldest guy in town.
So yeah.
Besides the bitch in the shoe, but yeah, he did look ragged as fuck, and that was the whole thing. And he had a thumb blade. That was his only real weapon. Was like a blade, like a little like knife on his thumb,
concealed.
And no, he always had it out. Oh. He just was like, hey, what's up? Come here.
But I mean,
fucker.
If he went through a crowd, he could just, you know, jab and just
it
drop
was,
people.
It was weird because the whole crowd was kind of like.
Do you ever fear that if you're at a show, someone's just going to run by like and stab you in the back just because they're like having a good time?
Yeah.
I fear that a lot, because that happens sometimes. That's people just have like a shiv, and they're like, ha, 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 ha. And people are just like, my God, my spleen, my kidneys.
That's why I YouTube concerts
anymore.
Yeah,
same here. I don't go
too
out
too scared
anymore.
To go
I'm
in
just
public.
Waiting for them to be able to project, like, Tom, Mark, and Travis into my living room.
Just holograms.
Yep, I'm fine
Make
with that.
Make them do whatever you want, you weirdo.
No, not so much there.
Yeah.
I'm like, now suck his taken. Dick. What's that?
I worry about getting my wallet taken.
You don't worry about getting stabbed?
No, you kind of put that thought in my head.
Well, now your next concert. I was at Riot Fest, and I was just like, this is where we die. Yeah. Like, if someone stabbed me right here, one, I wouldn't get found for the next 4 hours, if that. And then fucking, and two, no one would know who it was, because they just disappeared back into the crowd.
Yeah.
Although they have no motive, but maybe they're just some sick, twisted asshole. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I felt safer wallet-wise with the chain when I used to rock the chain.
Yeah, the reason why
I stopped
wearing mine was because I kept catching it on fucking every park bench, or when I skateboard, yeah. I would fucking slip out and I would just land on my hip on my chain. That was fucking shitty.
Yep.
That's why I stopped wearing.
Also just aesthetic reasons that I was like, stop it. Just stop it.
No one like, you're never going to get pussy.
Girls don't like it the way you used to think they
did.
They're
never going
to
give it up because it's fucking chain.
You took your ball chain necklace off. You should have took your wallet chain with it.
Should have buried him in that same goddamn place.
This is my last resort.
Is this your dick, like, saying all the mean things that you piece of shit? I just want to be inside.
So, Babes in Toyland. Just an utter, just stonewashed piece of shit.
Give me your Tony rating. Wait, what happened at the end? How do they get back? Is she alive at the end?
Well, Master, Roshi. The master from Karate Kid. Is the toy master.
Okay.
And he is also Santa Claus.
What the motherfuck?
Yeah. So he makes toys, and then it takes that little girl Lisa, Drew Barrymore, to believe in toys again, because right. She takes care of her family back mm-hmm. in Cincinnati, mm-hmm. or Cincy Wutsy is what Barnaby calls her, because he can't pronounce Cincinnati.
It's a hard word.
She has to give the dolls kisses, and then the toy soldiers go out and fight all of Barnaby's trolls and kick them all into the woods.
I remember that.
And then at the end, Lisa sails away with Santa Claus / toy maker / master from Karate Kid. And he takes her back down to Cincinnati and puts her in her house. And she says, I love you to everyone, and tells them about the place, and they all laugh at her.
So long story short, Mr. Miyagi is God, basically.
Yeah, in that movie, yeah. He makes her, he gives her free will over every choice. He doesn't do anything, even though he has the power. And essentially, he's like, look who I really am, Santa Claus.
Wasn't she into Keanu in the movie? Wasn't that like the love
interest? No, not at all, because Keanu was into Mary, which was her older sister.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. Right.
But
I was about to say, I was like, he would have been like 22.
He was in his 20s.
1964, that motherfucker was born.
Yeah, her sister was in Toyland.
How old does that make him now? If it's 2014, 50. He's 50. Doesn't look like he's 75.
Like a shade over 25.
I don't know, Crypt Keeper? I'm not sure.
He is the legend. No, he doesn't really age, though.
At all. Him and Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Sold their
Will
souls
Smith.
To the devil. Yeah, him too. Weird. The only movie that he looked to age in was Pursuit of Happiness, when they gave him the little grays.
They tried to, yeah.
Yeah, still looked like the Fresh Prince.
He was still fresh. All right, so that movie's horrible, and it's just shitty in every way. Don't rent it. Don't go looking for it. Just give up.
I'm looking at the poster, and it almost looks like Drew, oh God, what's his name, Struzan? It almost looks like his.
Oh, Drew Struzan drawing.
Yeah, it almost looks like one of his. Who is the who's the villain in it?
Barnaby.
I know, but do you know his name?
Old guy.
Richard Mulligan.
Mm-hmm.
He looked familiar on the case, but I don't think I know his. Well, he looks.
He's got a real nice voice, like a real evil sort of like, what are you going to do?
Oh, I was about to say, IMDb didn't even give him credits for anything, but yeah, they came up.
He didn't even get
Hey
paid.
Arnold. He was Jimmy Kafka. Weird. Angry Ooh. Beavers. He did a lot of
voice work.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Oh my God. That would be the best job ever. Are you kidding me?
Don't get me started.
You could just like How roll awesome in all be. Smelly and shitty and just be like, blacka, blacka, bling, bling, bling. They're like, here's a check. You're like, thank God.
This I feel rules. Like I would be like Robin Williams and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello! Like that would be
well,
his
no,
voice.
His voice work.
Oh, God, yeah, I forgot about that. My bad, my go-to is when you fucking...
piss off, Lou.
That was a good Bugs Bunny.
Was that Porky Pig?
Porky Pig.
Was it?
Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
No, you're goddamn accurate.
Remember you asked me to do a Bugs Bunny once? I don't even know it.
You'd be like, pa-pa-pa-pa, piss off, Paul. I'm like, that's Porky Pig, you piece of shit. God, why are you so bad? What's up, Doc? I mean, that's a big one.
Well, he stutters too, doesn't he?
No, he's like, meh. What's up, Doc? Like, I mean, just,
oh, he's just chewing
shit.
Carrot.
Yeah, yeah, he's just eating a lot. Can you do Elmer Fudd?
I don't want to do any of those.
Come on, give me an impression.
No.
Oh, shit. What a great segue. Yep. Chris Watkins here to talk about his fucking time on Batman Returns.
Who?
Who?
Who? Christopher Walken.
Oh, shit. He's here. Who? Oh, God. There he is. So we're doing
he
an in-depth.
He's appearing.
Yeah, yeah, he will. I'm sure he'll come back. He left right now, but he'll be back. Batman Returns is going to be our in-depth. Strap in. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember the McDonald's toys for these?
Do you?
Yeah. I went to a Cleveland Crunch game, and my mom and her, my mom and her, that's weird, went to McDonald's afterwards, and I got the Penguin. He was in that little Batmobile, like, not... I think it was the duck. You pressed on his head and the duck would go.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. Yeah, there was like little cars or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. They had a bunch of those. And like there was a Catwoman one, and there was a Batman one, and Penguin. But I mean, like they looked fucking terrifying because they're from the brain of Tim Burton.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they were like, Tim Burton, please stop coming back because the black mouth bullshit, we can't sell these in Happy Meals. Like kids are scared of your fucking toys. But yeah, so off the bat, score of this movie is one of my favorites.
Mine too. That's actually one of the first things I wrote down.
I've got it hits, and you're just like, oh, it's
it,
fuck.
I forgot about Scissorhands though. When you mentioned it earlier, I was like, fuck yeah, that was like probably one of. I might even like those two were like his two best scores.
Right, right, and sure. Well, not only that, he did Nightmare Before Christmas as well. He was the singing voice of Jack Skellington, Danny Elfman.
Yeah,
the composer. This is what I read comics to all the time. This was on my iPod when it was alive.
The
now
theme
it's dead.
Of your life.
Yeah, theme. Yeah, and I would play it while I deliver pizzas in my black Scion with no rims on it.
You
so,
think you're like Batman. A little Batman?
Well, not only that, like you know how he has his suits. Like I have all my pizza like uniform, like all like fucking like wrapped up. And I'm putting it on, like you know, they're like the black pants and like the black hoodie and the black hat. And I'm like, God, I'm like a really shitty, depressing version of Batman. And then I roll a tear in my car and go to work.
You like sigh this photo guy. You have this delusion that there's something more for you out there.
There's not. There's
I
not.
I will avenge the city. They need me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They need their food. You know, just
rappelling down.
Yeah, dude. Okay. So is the dad Pee Wee Herman? Turns out it was.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, yeah. That was the first thing I wrote. I was like, is that Pee Wee Herman that IMDb'd it? And it was,
what a dick dad.
It was insane. Yeah, I know. I was like, as any good movie starts off, parents giving a late abortion Moses style.
Yeah.
Down the river.
Yeah, you know? That's a Bible joke. With abortions.
Go bye-bye. In the middle of winter, real dicky way to do it.
Yeah.
If it was the Nile, it'd be warm.
And that wicker basket held up well.
Yeah, buoyant.
Yeah, very buoyant.
Must be a driftwood wicker
not
basket.
It sounded like there was like a drop, too, like when it like went under that, like...
It submerged.
You hear him scream, and it's just like... good luck, kid. I don't know.
It didn't kill him. Yeah. Fuck. Well, he'll survive as a sewer baby, I guess. I thought that was a little odd. The little baby penguin eating the cat was cool. I enjoyed that. Yep. Ripped him right in. How'd you watch it? Netflix, both of you?
Yes.
Netflix once and then DVD.
Oh, you own it?
Yeah.
Nice. So do I.
Watched twice.
I thought it was weird that the Netflix version of it, the like, you know how they show a little piece of the movie?
Yeah.
It was Catwoman staring at the bat signal.
I liked it.
Thought that was kind of an odd choice.
Well, that's the last scene.
That's also what I thought was odd. I'm like, spoilers. She fucking lives.
You know she's alive by that scene.
Yeah,
now
yeah,
I know the whole movie.
Well, no point
Why
in watching
would I watch
this.
It?
Thanks a lot, Netflix. Ruining it again. Although I've seen the movie a billion times. But for someone that may have not... Yeah, I love the look of Gotham. Do you want to go more in on the penguins? I thought it was weird that he was raised by penguins. How? How? Do you think they're just vomiting?
How they brought him fish and as a...
Vomited into his mouth?
Yeah.
Well, they're warm. I know that because, they keep the eggs by their feet. I watched that movie with Morgan Freeman.
Oh, they crotched
him. Yeah, they crotched the little flipper penguin.
They shoved him right in their little
Now,
little
how
pouches.
Did the circus find him? They just searched the sewers for new talent?
The circus freaks that he had...
The red triangle
were creepy
game.
Creepy as fuck.
Yeah, but how'd they find him? Because Bruce says, he's like, ooh, and Bird Boy, or something like that, like when he's reading an article. So he was obviously picked up, or maybe he went out looking for jobs.
I was going to say that maybe he went and recruited freaks.
Who?
Penguin.
But how did he get out of the sewer?
Once he could walk.
How would he talk to people? He'd be like, meh, 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 meh. Like, what the fuck does
this
mean?
I imagine he, like, looked through. I always thought that he, like, looked at the city and listened to it and dreamed of it. Like,
that makes sense.
He studied the city from below.
Because it seemed like he never was out of the sewer until then. But it references, like, the Red Triangle gang as, like, the circus people. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he's reading that thing. And then Alfred's like, why do you gotta shit on everything, Bruce?
Wait a minute, a big old dick.
Yeah, he's like, why can't this dude just live out his dream?
He just
why
wants
do you
his
gotta
parents.
Be, come on, man. Yeah, he just missed his parents like you, you asshole.
I suppose this makes you feel better. And he's like, no, actually, it makes me feel worse or something like that. Yeah. I mean, he says.
It's such because he's actually a freak and you wish you were or something like that.
Yeah, you have to put on the mask. And he's like, maybe.
He's like, maybe you're right, you old dick.
Yeah, it was such a weird high school-y moment. Like,
my parents, God.
You just wish you were the freak, but you have to wear the mask. So what? My parents are dead.
That's not what it is.
Yeah, I didn't really notice how much those two like kind of like kick each other in the balls.
And
like,
not only that, they're so similar.
Kid, he's always,
they're so similar, it's insane.
And Alfred's always pissy to anything Batman's doing in that movie. He's I'll come get you.
Remember when he spits out the soup? And he's like, it's supposed to be cold, Master Bruce.
Choke it down, you piece of shit.
God, I wish you would have died with your parents.
I wouldn't make you what you desire. I'm not your servant.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I just learned this fucking weird exotic dish that you probably don't want, but there you go, rich guy.
Exotic little bitch.
I don't like artichokes. Well, then you'll starve down here. You will starve alone.
He just dumps it on the floor, clean it up.
But then Bruce Wayne goes and dates a random secretary.
By the way, for being the greatest detective in the world, holy shit, did it fucking take him a minute
to put anything together.
And not only that, Pussy is his fucking kryptonite.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, that's not you. And he's like, yeah, it's not. Oh, that is me. Yeah, you want to touch it?
Hey, now.
And she's like, stab. He's like, oh, son of a bitch.
I love every time she hurts him, he's like, now I'm punching you.
I know. No, that was funny. She's like, how could you? I'm a woman. And then he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she's like, idiot, whack, and hits him. And then fucking, like, he punches her in the face.
throws her through that glass window or whatever.
Yeah. And then she screams and it shatters.
Yeah.
And saved by Kitty Litter. Holy fuck. All right. Hold on, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We are
so
going.
So many good things.
Oh, yeah, this movie was a fucking cavalcade of just radness. And it was weird. Like, I don't think I've ever taken it from this perspective because I've always watched it as, like, a fun movie, but I've never been, like, critical about it. And now that I am, I'm like, oh, my God, this thing's kind of a piece of shit.
Watching, I was going to say, like, watching, like, the newer, like, Universal, like, Batman movies where it's, like, everything's, like,
really dark and calculated.
Like, it makes sense. It's like, okay, like, yeah, these dudes had to pay money to get all of that, like, you know, artillery.
Right.
And, like, this and that. And it's just like, you know, in this movie, or in, you know, Batman Returns, you have, like, a train rolling around, like, stealing kids. You have a fucking, you know, you have, like, thousands of penguins with rockets strapped to them. Like, how, like...
Also, with targeting devices.
Of a police department... You know what I mean?
They're nearly extinct.
That penguins are the biggest threat, and they're working. I love the targeting device on their eyes, as if they were like, oh, now I can see. Like, you know, getting closer, like the 2 meter thing, like for fucking the X wings.
No. They were like literally just launch devices, like a bottle rocket.
And they were bottle rockets. I wonder if there were actual penguin shots. Oh, God damn it, I'm getting ahead of myself again. All right, so the look of Gotham. How do you guys feel about that?
I liked it.
You can tell that that's a huge component of the 92 series, the Paul Dini series that they put on TV, the animated Batman.
Oh.
You can tell
Art Deco.
Yeah, that fucking like gothic, old-timey, but like almost futuristic.
Art Deco.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, that's what that literally means.
It's right on.
Contemporary with also like gothic themes, like gargoyles on top.
Yeah.
Real, like, scaling lines all the way down buildings.
Right, right. And, like, giant statues. There's always, like, dudes, like, holding shit, like, as statues.
The globe or,
like Atlas sort of things. Or, like, the hammer.
Yep.
Yeah, the levers. Yeah, definitely. That was one of them. In the Batman series, like, even all the cars are, like, old school from, like, the
20s.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
the Batmobile.
Dark City looking.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Very. Oh, God, Dark City's so fucking cool.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, Ah, the days when you could womanize women in movies. Remember fucking Max Schreck just kind of shitting all over Sleazy? Sorry, we haven't housebroken. And God damn it, if Tim Burton wasn't trying to get across that these people were like the animals that they were called. Yeah. Holy fuck. Oh, my God. we haven't housebroken Miss Kyle yet. And fucking, and then he murders her pretty much.
He tries his best.
She looked decent as the secretary, but didn't get hot until she became Catwoman, honestly. Mm-mm. It was weird.
I'll take every form of... I fell in love again. Like, she's perfect. Yeah.
What was that
like,
movie?
Well,
what
Bruce
lies?
Liked her as the secretary. You know what I mean?
No, like, but she was like dead weird secretary with giant hair and white skin then.
What do you mean? Like the first one before she even got home from her first day of work?
The first time he meets her is when she had just come back from her skiing trip. I'm making air quotes that you can't see. In the Alps. And like that's the first time that he meets her when she has like giant, like really teased hair and she has white flesh. Like dead flesh. Like looking... That's it, because him and Max Schreck are having the meeting, which I love when he fucking tosses the fucking like shit over to him. Yeah. He's like, take a look at these numbers. And like flies it across the table, like frisbees it. So
like,
odd.
Go fuck yourself in there and I see each other, like see eye to eye. On
yeah.
Thing, like,
and then he's like, I'll make that fucking, and then he talks about like the Penguin candidate at that time as well. Bruce is always trying to foil plans.
I know.
What notes you got on it?
I wrote that I was glad that Penguin's parents were dead because they did something really cruel to a disfigured son.
I wonder how.
I know there was no conclusion to that at all.
Well, I remember Batman patrols it and he like looks over and he's like, I wonder what he's doing in there. And that's when he was getting all the fucking like names of the firstborn.
Yeah.
And the addresses. Yeah.
So he could.
That's one thing I noticed too.
That's weird because I never really noticed that. I've watched this movie a billion times. And I'm like, wow, there's actual like good plot points in here that actually tell you what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Why he's in the records office.
Right. Yeah. Watching it with that perspective kind of made it different.
I couldn't get behind Danny DeVito as Penguin.
You're
as,
fucking
stoned. No. I'm not even fucking finished.
I just heard I couldn't get behind Danny DeVito as Penguin with
this can't
fupa.
Get behind Danny DeVito as Penguin as a mayor candidate.
Mayoral?
Mayatori? I don't know how you say that.
Danny, we're going to... Judges?
Mayorial, I think it might be.
Yeah,
sure.
I can't get behind ever voting for a fucking creature like that. He was so perfect,
and he was in a party. He was coaxed down with a dead fish. Like he was like, "Come on, buddy, come on down the stairs."
He was like, "That's enough.
Man.
That's enough, guys. Go away."
Raw fish.
No, I would never. He was so convincing and evil and disgusting, and had ass poop stains on his white fucking
that was
jammies.
Weird. He only had that one pair.
I would never have voted for him.
He only had that one pair of jammies.
He's disgusting. He was so literally horrifically done, perfectly done as a creature of fucking sewers that I would never vote for him.
Did you check the part where he's
so you
like,
want to recant your rudeness?
No, not at all.
Why?
Because I could see him as mayor. He had the sympathy vote.
Oh, you're such a dumbass.
He had the sympathy vote.
You would never vote for a fucking fish-eating mutant like that.
I didn't see him eat the fish or that guy's nose. That was
if it was your nose.
Doors.
Big
oh,
nose?
No, then no, I wouldn't.
Not at all.
I wouldn't vote for him.
If people of Gotham still like elected the guy, like it really begs the question, like, are these people worth saving? Like,
yeah,
because they'll
like, fuck.
Promote someone because he wants to find his parents.
DJ Batman, by the way. Wicca, wicca. I played this. God damn it.
I played this.
Like a heart from hell.
Good God.
All right, let's get back. How do those guys on the bike see with those giant skull masks?
Must be hard to fight without being able to move your neck, Bruce. I noticed that.
Yeah, that was a big thing. Yeah. And I love that they did that in The Dark Knight. But also in Batman Begins, he had the same thing.
Same problems.
Yeah, they couldn't do that. So
well, it's more noticeable now, so I look at it and I'm like, oh, look at those little
scenes.
Yeah,
because when he has to turn around, like he turns his whole entire body. It's not a head movement. Yeah.
Like, but they tried to make moves that were like, I can swing my whole body into that hit.
Yeah.
Instead of like just going like little stuff like behind.
Right. They couldn't.
it's
but it also made it more like, you know, cinematic in a way for the time. Also, I'm not going to lie. When she, when the big present comes in, when Max is making his speech, and the whole Red Triangle gang comes out of it, and Batman comes through with the Batmobile, I mean, I was like, still to this day, I'm like, that's the shit. And then seeing him walk through the city, just beating ass everywhere, not giving a fuck, he's just like, punching motherfuckers in the face. Like seeing Batman in a suit in the snow, like coming out of his Batmobile, like it is so fucking cool. Like it always just like holds so much nostalgia. Not even that, just awesome to me in general.
It's almost I wonder if there was a direct thought to doing a homage to that scene, like you said, like him fighting right in the streets in the snow with a Batmobile next to him in
Rises.
Dark Knight Rises when he's walking up the
stairs. In the day. That's what I thought was cool, because Batman's always at night.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first times that you saw him in the day when he was fighting Bane on the fucking, like, the city hall stairs.
Yeah.
And that was really cool, and that was another snow scene.
Yeah.
And I think that makes it better, because it'd be weird if, like, Batman's, like, in 90-degree, like, July, just, like, sweating his dick off in that suit, fighting Bane with all, he's like, God damn, it's so hot. Alfred, make sure you tell Fox I need an air conditioner in this motherfucker. It's so hot. Yeah, because even if he was talking to Alfred, then he's like, Alfred, I'm so hot right now. Why don't you get an air conditioner?
I love how you're punching while you talk.
Yeah, it's not even... No one can see it.
He was swinging away during every Batman line.
I commit, dude. I go for it, man. All right. Did we ever discuss how the guys with the skulls could see on their motorcycles?
No.
And also, not really great villains. They just had dirt bikes.
You look through the mouth holes or something. I don't know.
The mouth holes.
I'm sure, like, it's hard for the Penguin to come into money, you know? So it's like, where do they get all of that shit? And also, it's just like, you gotta think, like,
you think they're having the meeting, like, hey.
What's the application of those masks, like, for those dudes? Like, those are humans in there. Like,
right.
Why would they care?
I wonder if they had, like, the meeting, like, all in the sewer. Hey, Gary, you got anything? I got two dirt bikes. All right, get that. We'll get those.
Have bats. We'll carry some bats.
All right, carry some bats. I got this windy box that has a machine gun in it with my monkey. Is that fine? Yeah. No, that's good. That's great. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, we need ideas like this. Yeah. I have a dog that wields grenades. It can blow up whatever you want.
Brings them right to you.
And it also can catch batarangs, oddly enough, that are programmed to hit people. Yeah. And somehow jump 7 feet in the air.
Yep.
A poodle.
Fucking.
A toy poodle.
Yeah.
A toy fucking poodle. God damn it. But also the Batman gadgets. Remember the fire breather?
Yeah.
And then the Batmobile, like, turns around. It has that big fucking pole and it turns it around. Like,
You can't reverse.
Not only that, but why would that dude, like, not move? He's like, whoa, what this motherfucker got? What are you going to show me? Come on, hit me. Ah! And he catches on fire.
What is that, an afterburner?
But that fucking, I love the fire coming out of the Batmobile. Yeah. That's so cool. Although it does nothing, but it is so sick.
Nothing. The Tumblr, they tried to explain why there would be a booster rocket.
That was kind of cool, though. Yeah. I was like, all right, fair enough.
That was a clever, like, thought of it, because I guarantee there were people in production, pre-production, going, that doesn't do shit, right? That's just flames for flame's sake.
Yeah.
Or burning a random man from behind.
Because Tim Burton liked that shit, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
It was theatrical and cool.
He really penciled us into a goddamn corner here.
Oh, I would drive that Batmobile. That thing's
All right, Batmobiles.
That's
an awesome Batmobile. Top Batmobile.
My top Batmobile.
Same here. You?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, honestly. I love the animated series one, too. That long boxed one. Oh, I think that thing's so sexy.
That thing looks like it's 14 feet long.
Oh, 14 feet. That's
24.
All? Okay.
The Batman Forever one was kind of cool, too, I thought.
Yeah.
Was it the long wings? Did it have the long blades on
the three? I think it was the three, right?
One of those was, yeah.
Well, the George Clooney
they
one
shook
definitely
when he drove.
George Clooney one was definitely the three, but it had the blue, like, glow from it, too. Do you remember what I'm talking about? Like, it almost like the Batmobile had, like, a skeleton around it, and then it glowed.
I love how bad we are with words tonight.
What
how
a
do
podcast.
You say mayoral candidate?
I think you just did it.
Blued.
All right, so the blued. Batman blued the Batmobile.
It glows.
No. Yeah,
blue.
It glows blue. Yeah. All right. Well, we tackled that one. Another word down. Cross it off the list. We can say it.
God, this is great. Thanks for coming on the show. We learned so much about
words. Oh, man, we learned two new words today. all right, so the Batmobile going through the town, shit like that. I don't know. That's probably, like, one of my favorite parts of the movie, and the end sequence when you see the Bat
boat,
speedboat. Yeah, the Bat boat. I thought that was rad as fuck.
I like the Bat boat.
Did you notice? I'm gonna jump ahead real quick before we get into Selena Kyle's fucking how she got in. Oh, did you just come?
Yep.
Aw,
all over.
That's
the
mic. So cute. All over. When Batman's driving through the sewer and the penguins start shooting rockets at him, and he has to go, like, fucking, like, around the tube, and then did you notice his face? He, like, looked back.
Oh, he, like, scared shitless.
No, he looked back and he's like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Penguins? I'm Batman.
I thought he was like, I can't believe I fucking did that.
See, to me, it was more like, fucking penguins? Like, this is what this
like
is what I'm
shocked that he had to dodge
this,
that.
This is what I'm doing now. Like, this is what life is. I'm avenging my parents' death, and penguins are shooting rockets at me.
I thought it was a bit of both. Like, I didn't know I could do that with this thing.
That's
fun.
Yeah. I know I could do a full loop.
Yeah,
that was sick.
He
and
probably doesn't
cool
drive
too.
In tons of tunnels.
Yeah, I would imagine he doesn't.
Just coming out of the Batcave, maybe.
How do we like Keaton as Batman?
Love Keaton as Batman.
I heard that, yeah. The creator, Bob Kane, is it?
Yeah, Bob Kane. Yeah.
I heard he didn't like.
And Bill Finger, actually. He never gets credited, but Bill Finger was the person that actually came up with a lot of the backstory.
I'm glad
and
we
Bob
changed
Kane,
that tonight.
And Bob Kane took like a lot of the credit for it. No, this dude's about to get like a book written about him and stuff like that, and probably start getting like, because it says like characters based on Bob Kane, it'll now say Bob Kane and Bill Finger. That's like a huge thing. Like his granddaughter's like campaigning for it.
Oh, he's passed away?
Yeah, he's dead. Which sucks, because he'll never get the credit.
Yeah.
Because back then they used to hire writers, and then the dude would walk in and be like, yeah, these are my ideas. But he had, you know, a team below him that never get the credit for anything.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, I just heard that he didn't really like his like portrayal of Bruce Wayne. Did you ever hear anything about that?
No, I haven't. But how do you guys feel about Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne? Because there's Val Kilmer, I thought, was a really cool Batman and a really cool Bruce Wayne as well. Clooney, I thought, was a really shitty Batman, but a really good Bruce Wayne. Because he had that kind of playboy, like, he's supposed to act like a fucking dildo when he's around people. Like, you know, I'm the spoiled brat
yeah.
that has trust fund baby. I'm not smart, because he doesn't want to be known as, like, you know, the great detective. And so, like, how'd you feel about Keaton as Bruce Wayne?
I personally thought he was a really, like, subtle,
yeah,
like chilled out fucking mm-hmm. Bruce. Like,
I agree.
It looked like Bruce, like, you know,
kind of stoned.
Kind of took a little hit of the
yeah.
hit of the daps and
the daps.
Had a little sip of wine every day,
right?
Before
yeah.
he went out, because he was very
even
like,
when he went out, he was like, oh, yeah. that is me. Yeah, touch it.
Yeah, no, he's
so weird
like,
to me.
He's
still.
Like, what's up, secretary girl?
Yeah,
let's kick it.
I got a dick. You got a pussy. Let's do this.
Oh no, I'm a multi billionaire entrepreneur. Yeah. / superhero.
You want new tits? I'll buy them.
He's seriously like, oh, random girl that looks like she has potential. And then he's like, oh, she yeah. does have potential. I'm so horny for
Alfred,
her.
Alfred, I've never had my wee-wee touched like that before. Oh, Master Bruce, I
when
hate your
when you say
guts.
Wee-wee, do you mean she cut you again? He's like, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. I threw this weird blue bomb at her. Cut her arm up real good.
I want to know, how did she know that was napalm? It's just like, oh, you got dropped from a window, so now you know what napalm is. Like,
is that what she said?
Yeah, she's like, she was talking to the
penguin.
She's like, Batman, like, napalm my arm. It's just like, how did you know what that was?
I didn't even know napalm was blue.
Yeah.
She starts studying on, like, weaponry. Well, I mean, she became a superhero like that.
Yeah, she really, well, no, she fell out of a window that, but let's get to that. All right, because that was fucking
there's
weird.
There's no powers.
No, not only that, okay, well, the power to fucking not die. That's her power.
Which, I guess it is.
And I guess since she was getting bit and licked by cats at the same time, she turned into Cat Lady.
It gave her the cat juices.
Oh,
power.
My God. Her apartment. It's so weird. When she walks up, she's like, hey, honey, I'm home. Like, she does that every time. I'm like, what kind of psychopath?
Oh, I forgot. I'm not married. Like, out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. What the
she
fuck?
Could fucking fix that.
I would let her fix that. I would, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, how does that? No, all these stupid Gotham douchebags won't date the prettiest lady alive.
The nerve of that, the voicemail that guy left on her phone. Like,
yeah.
I just don't want to be an appendage.
Yeah.
Some appendage you are.
She's like,
That shit killed me. My therapist said I should get some alone time and not just be another appendage. She deletes it and she's like, some appendage. I never got that as a kid. And I was like, they were talking about his wee-wee. That's crazy. There's a lot of sexual innuendos in this movie.
And very, on the surface ones, like, oh, you're the pussy I've been looking for.
Oh, my God. Me and my brother, we watched it last night, and he was like, what the fuck? Yep. I was like, am I right?
Oh, yeah, DeVito's literally like, give me the pussy
yeah.
I want.
I
want
to touch your clit.
As like he's, penguin. Like, drooling black blood, like, come here, bitch.
I come black, too. It'll be a black Christmas tonight.
I haven't showered since I was... born.
Yeah. I fell into the sewer and never did. That smell's just there. Think about it. Me in my fucking mayor's office. It's late. I have a martini in one flipper, a cigarette in the other, and you come in, like, that whole spiel. So creepy. He's like, God, you dirty minx. I'm not into you anymore. And then he, like, pokes her up with an umbrella and she flies off.
I don't think I like you anymore.
See ya.
Goodbye,
you dirty
minx.
Backs with wings, dude.
I love that, my unintended. Yeah. That's a fucking cool line.
There's a lot of weird rhyming lines in the movie. Bats with wings, do your things, like shit like that. All right, but Catwoman.
Yes.
So Max Schreck, that scene is fucking awesome when he's about to push her out the window. I love that scene. He's like, huh? Huh? Bam! And like, I was like, whoa! Like, that's just so cool, dude. Walken was fantastic in that. Really dug him.
I love all of his banter with DeVito, like kind of playing with DeVito. He's
What's
like,
that supposed
he's
to
like,
do?
Okay, okay, chill out, little guy.
What's that supposed to do? Hypnotize me? Nah, just give you a splitting headache. Well, it's not working. Pow!
Pow!
God.
Blanks.
Huh?
Just blanks.
Yeah. Just, it's just blanks. Yeah, that's cool, too. He's like that weird maniacal, like, I just want to fuck with you. Yeah. Like, play around.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I grabbed a cute one.
Like a cat with a chipmunk, basically. Like, I don't know. I think that was really, that was a cool take on him. I remember in the animated series, they changed how Penguin looked to look like the Danny DeVito Penguin. Like, cool. Halfway through the series, they, like, gave him that weird, like, hair, and he's bald in the cap, and the really long, pointy nose, and the grayed skin with the black eyes.
Yeah. He looks good in that series.
But beforehand, they have the one, the monocle, and so basically what he looked like in the poster.
Yeah.
Do you remember the poster for,
yeah.
Which I thought that was cool. They kind of played like a lot of homage to like that character, like the comic book style character of that. So Catwoman, she falls out the window.
Yeah.
Gets licked by cats, gets bitten by cats in the snow. Mm-hmm. Falls through a lot of canopies, so I mean, like, there's a way that I'm like, okay, she could have survived
that one. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That was fine.
They broke her fall. There was a reason for them being put shots.
I do, but I mean, is it like cat scratch fever? Is that what she got? Is that what she's insane now? Like,
are you serious? Is that what you're going to call it?
Yeah.
Cat scratch fever?
That's a thing, right?
Is it a thing? Like a disease?
I feel like it is.
You get cat scratched
like
and then you get a
fever
from
or
it?
Some shit.
Shut up. I thought that was just like
a song
metal
by
hair band thing.
Yeah, Ted Nugent. Cat scratch fever. And Pantera covers it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, are you looking up if cat scratch fever is real, Danny?
A real fever? Wow, I get scratched by cats a lot.
Boy, you're crazy. This makes a lot of sense.
You are?
Yeah, and I'm like, for some reason...
Catman!
I'm allergic to cat saliva, so if that happened to me, if I got pushed out of a window...
You probably would become that.
No, I...
You weren't dead. Yeah, you weren't dead, and you're like, I'm going to make it. Cats start licking his wounds.
I would just be like,
I think I'd just die.
If I were alive, if I lived through that shit, I would be sneezing like nonstop.
Yeah, it's weird that like she was like, all right, every cat in here, I'm drinking milk, you're drinking milk, we're all drinking milk, I'm going to spray paint my apartment black.
Yeah.
Hello there, hell here.
Yeah.
Right, God damn. Cat scratch disease is a bacterial infection that causes swelling of the lymph nodes, usually is due to the scratch, lick, or bite of a cat. More than 90% of people who contract it
end up spray painting their apartment black
exactly.
And making a cat suit out of leather, right?
You nailed that.
Oh my God. Tim Burton, way to go, doing some research.
That's historically accurate.
Yeah, wow.
This character.
Before the internet, he already knew. That's insane. But yeah, and then like I like the stitching of her outfit. That's cool. But there's no like.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
But why would you make it? That seems very like a lot of work. Like I'm gonna cut all these into little strips and make a whole thing out of it.
She seemed to have gotten that done like really,
really fast.
Really fast.
That was overnight.
Where'd she get the whip from?
She probably had a whole like getup for her bondage dominatrix shit because she had that weird Matrix leather coat that she shredded.
Yeah, Trinity's coat.
So she had all of her little bobby pin blades for her hands, and then she probably just had the whip for fun.
What were those?
Not actual thimbles.
Right.
She was cutting some sort of wire. I don't know like what.
Oh, like a snip, like a blade
and
snip
adding
for your
it
finger.
To it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
okay, right on.
Because when
Batman pulls it out.
It looks like I got you. That's what I always kind of thought
yeah.
that was.
I've never seen one in real life, but it looks like a thimble with a blade on it.
Yeah.
The stitching was sick, though. It looked really cool.
Oh, it was gorgeous. It was almost like thick yarn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, almost like staples to me.
Yeah.
Like metal. Like it looked like metal, like in like the thing. Grenade wielding poodles. Already went over that.
Oh, here's one thing I noticed. I don't know if you guys noticed, but like towards the end of the movie, like when he like takes his mask off,
the fucking eye paint.
Why? Yeah,
oh
what?
My God, that's so that dumb. About? You know why? Because they were like, well, we can't say that he paints his eyes. That's just part of the mask. And then but it's so weird. Like, why not just like show him ripping it off and then not have the eye paint? But instead, they showed him with the mask on with no eye paint. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuck out to me so hard. And that really bothered me too.
It's also really better. Noticeable when it's on him.
Well, no, that's fine. That's fine. Keep that. But instead of like showing him with the mask without the eye paint on, and then he tears it, like that's what they did. Like they showed him with the eye paint, and then it pans back to her, then it pans to him without eye paint with the mask on,
and
then he starts tearing it off.
Yeah.
But instead, what they should have done is like with the eye paint, pans back to her, and then it pans back to him, and he's already started to rip it off, and then he doesn't have any eye paint on. I would have been okay with that.
I would have liked him to even pull the mask off and, like, wipe his eyes.
No. It would have been just black circles around him.
No,
he's like,
not like...
he just looks like a reverse panda. He's like, I'm Bruce Wayne.
I thought he wore, like, a... Like, I remember in the cartoon, he wore, like, a... He was like a Ninja Turtle, basically.
Holes? Oh, a Zorro thing, kind
of? I'm pretty sure that's what there, I saw.
Was it in the Mask of the Phantasm, that one? Because there was a time when he did, when like they show the kind of the origin of Batman. And I believe they show the movie or the play that they're coming out of is Zorro. And that's like one of the things that kind of makes him go on to be Batman.
Okay.
They added that way later in it. And you know, like how like this is a really cool thing that's always stuck with me. The clock that he like sets to go to the Batcave.
Yeah.
That's in a lot of the comics and stuff. It's not just like, you know, like in this one, it was like a fish tank, I think.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you let fucking Vicky Vale down there, Alfred, you fuck up. And he's like, well, Bruce, you know, you wanted a puss, and I know you like puss. I let her in. I'm trying to get you some.
Yeah.
I thought maybe she'd like a superhero. My bad. Here's some cold soup, you prick.
It's supposed to be cold.
Yeah, he sets the time to when his parents died. That's how he gets into the Batcave.
That's cool.
Or a minute after, because that's when he became Batman.
Yeah,
that's the two things. Like that, like people have it at the time of the death and the minute after, because that's when he like right then was when the change happened. I think that's so fucking rad. That's such a cool little fucking pool to put it in comic books. People just don't give a shit about it, man.
Man,
you know you just don't give a shit about it.
I just want to make one more comment.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, because, I mean, we already covered DJ Batman. Tiny Batmobile. How'd you feel?
Oh, adorable.
Yeah.
Him riding that thing, getting pissed.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah. I was like, that's got to be a ride.
The CGI in the fucking the armor of the Batmobile. Yeah, that looked terrible.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
I also think that's a really easily hackable vehicle, which is sad.
Very much so. Like I said, they really played down Batman's smarts in these movies. This must have been young Bruce Wayne.
Oh, silly Bruce.
Because, like, pussy and, like, fucking, like, a little thing that, like, has, like a shaped antenna with, like, a whirly ball around it can open up his shit.
I don't know. Selina Kyle's character had me on, like, the border of hope for him and her.
Yeah.
Because they find out while they're talking out of makeup and costume, they're like, she's like, we don't have to start fighting now, do we? Like, was really bummed out.
And he's like, let's go outside. That's punch Batman. In the face again.
Yeah, but then, like, later, she's like, I wouldn't be that foolish, like, or I wouldn't be that, gullible to be with you. Because he's pretty much like, dude, you wanna?
Yeah, he rips off his mask. He's like,
yeah, he's like, come on,
girl.
I got
a dick, you got a pussy.
Come on,
Catwoman, you know what I'm saying?
I love you.
She's like, I hate frat boy Bruce.
And it really, like, I don't know, it really ate at me when she was getting shot. I was just like, stop it.
Six,
stop
seven.
It.
Oh,
I'll hurt you. Like, I was really, like, pissed. Like, don't hurt her, piece of shit. I'm like Bruce. I'm like, no, it's okay. She just stabbed me and threw me around.
I love her.
I still love her.
She's so pretty. I don't care what she does.
My emotional connection to her as a character and just sort of like, just sexy. Just awesome. Like,
yeah, that cat suit was fucking dumb. Yeah. You mentioned something. God damn it. The relationship with them was really awesome. It was something with like the fucking, like, they were dancing. She's like, let's go outside. But I was thinking something before that. I can't remember what it was. Never mind. Damn it. Lost my train of thought. You went on so long talking about her fucking vagina.
My love, whatever. I'll talk forever.
My girl. She's my lady.
20 years ago, Michelle Pfeiffer. I love you.
Yeah, I wonder what she looks like now. Is she in any movies now?
Nah, she's pretty chill.
Yeah, pretty. Jesus Christ. What does that even mean? Yeah, nah, she's pretty chill.
Pretty chill, like she's not on the circuit, man.
We talk every now and then.
I didn't mean like she's doing good.
The relationship was cool. I dug that part of it. And not only that, it was cool to see like the things that like were the same with him and Penguin. The parents, not so much like, I mean, his parents kind of threw him away, but he was always searching for his parents, and Bruce obviously always wants to have his parents back, and that's why he dresses up like a fucking asshole every night and goes out and punches people in the face. I mean, that's honestly
well
the thing.
Put,
like, like, Batman is a child.
So do you think Batman's psychotic?
Yeah, definitely. Because think about it. He's a little kid that fucking lost his parents, and all he wants to do is
to
fucking
crime,
but
to like senseless violence.
But all he wants to do is make it so that no other kid's gonna fucking feel that again.
How's that psychotic? That's heroic. Because
he puts on fucking bat ears and he goes out as Batman. That's
heroic. He has to protect his anonymity. All right,
check it out. Now, if someone does that today, they're like, that person's schizophrenic.
Because that's what people see in that.
And because you don't have their inner monologue, which his might as well be. I mean, like, the way that he thinks about everything is amazing and stuff, but it sounds kind of like a crazy person. Only sleeps, like, 4 hours a night. There's a lot of things that make him like that. And not only that, he made up a fucking, like, alternative personality to if he was ever brainwashed that it would take over. It was like Batman of like Zayantan or some shit like that. He was like a purple and yellow Batman and stuff like that. Because he eventually gets brainwashed and that Batman takes over. And that Batman's fucking insane. Like he's like, I just gotta fight crime. I just gotta fight crime. But all it is it's a little kid that made a vow that he never wants another little kid to feel the way that he did. And like, and that's why he dresses up in fucking tights and goes out and tries to fucking punch people in the face. Beautiful sentiment, but kind of insane.
I like it.
I mean, there's a huge thing of like.
I can't believe you don't think he's a hero.
Like, he is definitely a hero, but check it out. There's a huge thing.
But you would be like, I'm going to call the cops.
Oh my
weird.
God, you see a motherfucker like
scaling the building in a fucking awesome suit and a robot truck driving around. I'd be like, that's awesome. Look at that badass.
I'd be pretty alarmed.
Exactly.
He wouldn't be hurting me.
Yeah.
He wouldn't. I'm not a bad guy. What he wouldn't be fucking shurooking my eyes out.
Right, yeah. But I'm just saying, I think that people would be a little bit alarmed. And they are. That happens now. There's, like, fucking, like, something Phoenix or whatever the fuck,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, but they're not as good.
That walked around with a baseball bat, broke up bar fights, and then he got stabbed.
See, yeah, that's that kick-ass dynamic. No one really likes that regular superhero.
But Batman is the regular superhero.
Yeah, but no, he's a billionaire playboy.
He's a billionaire,
like, fucking,
yeah.
Yeah, so he can make the awesome gadgets that makes him better than wearing hockey pads.
There's a line. I'm not wearing hockey pads.
He isn't.
There's a line that fucking, like, that is drawn, though, that's, like, the stupidity and bravery. Like, is he stupid or is he brave? And, like, that's the thing, and I think that's the thing that makes heroes. And there's also the thing of, like, you know, like, the non-killing thing, which Bruce Wayne, or Batman, totally did in this movie. Attached a bomb to a dude's chest and threw him in a fucking sewer.
Yeah, he didn't care.
That's kind of crazy. I mean, like, he's not really, like,
he smirked at that.
That was weird. That sat weird with me. I'm like, that's not fucking Batman. And in the first Batman, there's guns on his Batmobile. I'm like, Batman would never use a fucking gun because that's what mowed down his fucking parents. And that's another thing in Dark Knight Returns, the Frank Miller, Batman's holding a gun, and that sits odd with me, too. Because, like, Batman would never want to hold a gun. That's the thing that took away everything from him. The only thing that he held dear, you know what I'm saying? That's not, like, that's why he never uses a gun. I'm not saying that he's not a hero. Batman is, like, one of my favorite superheroes ever. But if that happens in the real world, that would cause alarm. Because you're like, well, this person's insane enough to fucking, like, risk his life and fucking dress up. Who's to say he's not going to go off the handle and just, like, start fucking people up? It doesn't matter about, like, the code of honor. What is his code? What is his black and white? There's a lot of weird shit to take into that. I'm saying the Batman that I read, I love. He is the hero that I love. He's the hero that I deserve, motherfucker. But I'm just saying, like, if that happened in the real world, you would be alarmed. You'd be like, I don't know, some crazy asshole. Like, yeah, he's cleaning up the streets, but, like, what if one day he goes rogue and he's like, fuck everyone, you're all wrong. And, like, fucking, like, you know, you're all sheep, you all must be slaughtered. Like, that happens in comics, too. Not as Batman, but I'm just saying, as a person that dresses up like that.
That's just such a sad, like, thought. I would like it to be better.
So would I, but I mean, that's why comics are so awesome, because, you know, people can jump into that person and give them the morals that they want to have and not give that person the technical free will that they would have, or, like, you know, the power that they get from it, because, like, power corrupts. So, like, a lot of you know, the hell is paved, the road to hell is paved with gold. Everyone starts off on the right path, but then they get confused, and then they
long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah, basically the same ideal. Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's like, the whole thing. And I think that that's, like, a huge... Wow, this, like, got into a really deep discussion.
It's just you monologuing at this
point. No, yeah. I mean, you hit me with that little tidbit.
I'm not going to debate anymore.
Okay. Well, I guess we can end there then, because Tony's over it.
Yep.
All right. Well, go burn books!
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production, executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.